Well, good morning. 8:34 a.m. here on Friday, October 11th, 2024. A partly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's felt like kind of a noisy morning. There's been a lot of traffic. I'm not sure if it's because I'm in that 8 to 9 hour. I slept in till like almost 5 o'clock. I know the day was half over before I even got out of bed. Yeah, anyway. I pottered about too long online, catching up on Mastodon, reading emails. Being alternately dismayed and hopeful. I spent too long yesterday morning doing what I said I wasn't going to do, which was messing around with the code. And I figured out a lot of stuff. I think I have a script that will grab the file off from Dropbox and put it in the correct directory with one copy rather than the two that I normally get. So it's not a lot, but in terms of lossy format, it's a little, from the original, once up to Dropbox, one down from Dropbox, convert to MP3, and then put it on the server. So you're only getting it three times removed instead of four. It's not too bad. The sampling rate's already being stepped down from 122 to 96. And I can't really tell the difference listening between 122 and 90, 100 and, yeah, 122 and 96. I can't really tell the difference. Nobody seems to have had any problem dealing with the mono file. So, all right, we'll keep going with that. Getting Mutagen to work is not an insurmountable task. I'm not sure it's worth the effort when Kid3, which is what I use to tag the MP3s. Kid3 is just like, I keep it open all the time. I just have the old file open, a copy of the tags from that, and paste it into the new file. Doesn't matter how many days later. I just need to remember to change the date and increment the file count by one, which I'm pretty good at doing, I think. It's noisy. Sure, the neighbors appreciated that. So yeah, I think it's working out. I think it's working out. We'll see. We'll work with it for a while. See how it goes along. It's a nice morning. It was pretty breezy when I came out. It was a little bit chilly, but I think the ambient is around 50. The official temperature is 50. It's a little warmer than that outside my back door, but again, flawed thermometer. Maybe today will be the day that I actually try to fix it instead of just talking about getting it fixed. Did spend some time yesterday with Roger. Spent almost no time playing yesterday. That was the interesting part. I spent more time reading, wandering in, than I spent playing. In part because of dinner. Dinner was Instapot beef and barley stew. So I put it in, and then rather than walk off and leave it sitting there on a counter, I hung around for the hour and a half or so that it took it to come up a temperature and cook. I keep meaning to start that an hour earlier than I do, because it takes such a long time to get everything cut up and prepped and ready to go in, even though I'm not even dealing with potatoes. I'm just dealing with, you know, throw in 3/4 cup of hulled barley and a bunch of carrots, bunch of onion. 3 or 4 or 5 cloves of garlic. And then wait for the Instapot to do its magic. It does such a good job. Oh my God. That's one of the few meals that I will actually pig out on. I so rarely eat what I used to eat in terms of volume. It's a little astonishing. And I don't feel like I really miss it. I like not being prosperous around the middle. It's not like I have recognizable abs. I've certainly put on a little bit of padding compared to the skeletal me of 20 pounds ago when I weighed 143. But yeah, reading Wandering In. I keep being surprised by this book. I can't say, well, yeah, I can say, by this story. But there are so many stories contained in the book. Now, I noticed that I noticed it in passing in book one, but it's really obvious in book two. It's really much more in my face, to the point where it's like, all right, this is interesting. This is less a novel than it is an anthology of stories. Some of them very long. A through line, as it were. It's been a morning of weird sounds. Getting ready to put my boots on, and I heard this weird sound come from down the hall. I went down, and one of the kids had an alarm set, and the alarm had gone off while they were in the bathroom. It's like, oh God, where's the phone? Where's the alarm? Where's that sound coming from? Finally found it, but it was like, holy shit. And now it's banging. How the hell is banging? It sounds like, almost sounds like a bass drum or a taiko drum. It must be very popular with the neighbors, although at this time of day on a Friday, Saturday would probably be much less acceptable. But Friday, work day, okay, neighborhood, wake up, is probably less a problem than it would be on, say, Saturday or Sunday morning. Come on, if you want to get ready, sit with me. Monk post. But yeah, Wandering In has stories within the stories, stories set in the same universe, in the same setting, on the same world, but some of them are really in very different places and connecting only tangentially to the main line, and that they are tied to the idea of classes and levels and the way the story works. An interesting take on clerics has just raised its righteous head. An interesting insight into the half-elf character. As in, there haven't been elves in 1,000 years. How can you be a half-elf? So some interesting philosophical questions. Some interesting ideas being bandied about and played with. the first main character, Aaron Solstice, is still there, still busy, still changing the universe in ways that she may not be aware of, but which seem, I won't say obvious to the reader, but seem profound at times. Ryoko Griffin, with the secret of her name. And her simple desire to simply run. And evolving from, I just want to run, to, I want to run really fast. And yet, refusing some of the things that might let her do that. The altered mystery of how did the world form, being teased out ever so slowly, and perhaps will never be answered. I find myself drawn back to the story again and again and again and again. It's like, thank you, sir. I appreciate your exhaust. I've got an hour. Am I going to play or am I going to go sit in the living room and read? And it's pretty astonishing how often I will go and sit in the living room and read. Even though I have a relatively new game, a game that I enjoy playing, that I'm slowly coming to grips with. Oh, you got my throat. Yeah. When the dry mouth works all the way down to my larynx, it's a little bit difficult to talk. Anyway, so yeah, wandering in. I still have books and books and books in this series. I think there's I'm pretty sure there's at least two. There may be three, if not four or more. I'm only in book two. Am I in book two or am I in book three? I don't know, I forget. I'm in book three now. But there's so many other books I want to read. I picked up a couple. Chris Garner's Hollywood Lake series. Book four is coming shortly, and I haven't read book three yet. I want to get into that. I really like a lot of these midlife magic stories. They're not quite at the same, not all, well, some of them are. I was going to say, they're not quite at the place where Tanith is getting magic with menopause, but they are later in life. They are usually following some sort of significant life crisis. A vintage Chevy with no hood. And the chrome air filter sitting on top. Black. Speaking of midlife. Jeez. It was pretty breezy, but it seems to have calmed down. There's a little bit, there's still a breeze blowing. I think it's coming from the east because I can hear the train. There's a train track over there, about, I'm going to say 3 to 5 miles, somewhere, something like that, off to the east of us that runs north south. And I hear the trains blowing the whistle to cross the roads. I don't know if it comes through on this microphone or not. There's some milkweed fluffing up out there in the field. I laid down a whole bunch of milkweed seeds in a couple of corners around my house. We'll see if they, see if even one of them germinates. That would be a win. I collected a bunch of fluffy milkweed seeds from various pods around the neighborhood, mostly right across the street from me, but see how it works out. See how it works out. I'd really like to have some milkweed for the butterflies. Talked to my lawn guys yesterday about some landscaping. He suggested something called nine bark, which I have to look up. I think that's what he was saying, nine bark. Somebody's smoking. Oh, there's somebody sitting in that car. But yeah, I was talking to the guy, and he suggested spirea for the front of the house. I was like, that would be really cool. He also liked burning bush. There are plants that grow around here without a lot of difficulty. He's not big on the junipers and the Mugo pines, which drop acidic needles and have a tendency to choke out anything else. This Mugo is just going crazy. Really want to get my little zippity-doo-dah electric chainsaw out and carve some of that out of there. It's hard to see if there's anybody on the sidewalk when I'm backing out of the garage. Speaking of garage, that's, right next to the back gate, which is where I am. And the point where I say tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.